What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 420 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I am your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our female-led action films. This is the third time we're doing this themed month because we got to show the women some love, too. And on this episode, we're going to be doing one of the biggest movie stars of the last... 20 years, Angelina Jolie in a little movie called Salt. Now, this is, of course, directed by Philip Noyce, who has a funny name because it's Noyce. But we have done a few of his movies before. He directed the two Harrison Ford, Jack Ryan movies. So he is familiar with this political thriller action movie space. And yeah, we're going to be covering this movie. Before we get into it, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. And we'll give you a little background on the movie and let you know as far as like the versions we watched here, because there is some information there. Now, real quick, Rotten Tomatoes, Alex, I'm not going to lie, I was surprised with these scores. Sometimes I'm surprised when I look it up. Sometimes I'm not. This time I was. Mm-hmm. This has a 62% critic score. That's not the one I'm not surprised with. I'll be honest. 62, okay. But audience score, I thought would be higher. This has a 59% audience score.
Wow.
So, and I know a lot of people who like this movie. So I don't know. I didn't know there were so many people who like didn't. It's not fresh on the critic score. I mean, on the audience score.
It's very shocking. For this type of movie, especially Angelina Jolie action movie. I mean, is she the queen of action? I mean, I think she does. I mean, she has a lot of movies in her category, in her catalog that kind of warrants it. She's Lara Croft.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Two Tomb Raider movies. Yep. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Wanted. This one. Like, she's done quite a bit of big action movies. And this was this movie, okay? I don't always do box office, but it made $293 million. It was a hit movie and a 59. That's why I think the 59 is weird, but I mean, it is what it is. Maybe people in hindsight were like, maybe I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. It's very weird. Very weird.
All right, so before we get into it, we watched this movie. I watched it theatrical, so just the regular version, because I watched it in 4K, and that's what's on the 4K disc. Alex watched the director's cut. So there's a few slight variations. I think the director's cut, we looked at, it's like maybe like 3 minutes longer or something like that. Like, it's not huge, but there is some differences. So when Alex might explain some things that are slightly different when we're talking like in the storyline or wherever it fits, you know, maybe lead character, I don't know. But we did watch both versions, so we'll give you some slight details on each one. That being said, also though, this movie, again, directed by Philip Noyce, starring Angelina Jolie, a great cast here. You get Liev Schreiber, you got Chiwetel Ejiofor, and of course Angelina Jolie. Again, it was a big hit movie back in 2010 when it came out. 14 years. We're gonna get right into it. So Alex, I'm gonna let you kick things off. Now, this is an interesting film because technically, our lead character is both a hero and a villain in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to score her as the lead character because there's other villains too. But if you want to dip your toe into kind of the dynamics of that, please be my guest. Evelyn Salt, played by Angelina Jolie. What did you think?
I loved her. I think one thing Angelina Jolie does acting wise, and not in that, besides how she looks, everyone knows how gorgeous she looks. She brings charm and realism to characters. Whereas some female character, like actresses that we've seen, don't put, I'm not saying the effort because that's really wrong to say, but they don't put that charisma or that stuff to those characters. You just see them as balls to the wall action stars, right? Whereas Angelina Jolie, whereas we could do it this way. Like when we saw Salma Hayek's Everly, right? We both agreed she could have been she was miscasted for that role, right? And when someone and other people, not other people, because I only talked to Nate about this movie, but if two people agree that an actress was miscasted in a film, then that tells you that actress is not as good for those action roles. Whereas Angelina Jolie, in any of the action movies that you ever seen her in, she fits those roles. You're like, wow, she just cements herself into the movie. Evelyn Salt is a dope-ass character. She's a sleeper agent that she totally forgot who the hell she was. And then this Russian dude comes in, blows a spot up on an anniversary with her husband, right? Mm-hmm. But then this plot twists throughout the movie, which I know you're going to discuss better than me, but then her skills come again. It's like Taken, but her skills come to light. And then you get to see her assassin / CIA skills come to work. And dude, I loved it. It's kind of like, yeah, she is a villain, but she's not a villain. She's an anti-hero because we really don't know how a villain she is because she didn't do nothing bad, right? Like, she is a Russian spy. Okay, great. But she didn't do nothing bad in the movie. You understand what I mean? Whereas Leon Schreiber's character, that dude was a Russian. I totally forgot he was a Russian spy. I said, holy shit. I was like, this dude was, he was bad the whole damn time. And I loved it. I said, this is really good. You know, I don't know, dude. Like, I really think she nailed it. The action sequences with her, amazing. Her emotions when her husband is dead, amazing. Turning it off, turning it on to show them that she's part of the clan still. Amazing. The beginning of the movie when they're interrogating her and she's escaping. Great. Like, I cannot see any flaw with the character in my eyes, because I think, and I love the spy genre. That's one thing I love. Spy genre, action stuff. I mean, I'm a big 007 fan and Mission Impossible fan. So I love these type of stories. We don't get much of it. But dude, I don't know, man. Evelyn Saul is a very good character and very well developed. I think that's the best way to say it. A very well developed, thought out character for this movie. I give it a 5.
Yeah, I love Angelina Jolie. You know, I watched the behind the scenes after watching it, just for some context, because I knew we were going to be reviewing it. And they said something interesting, and I think one of them is more accurate than the other. But so essentially, this movie came about because someone from Sony asked her if she wanted to play the female lead in one of the Daniel Craig Bond films. And she basically said, no, get me a movie where I want to be James Bond, essentially. So they said that they made this movie, and it was kind of a cross. What they were thinking of was like Mission Impossible meets Bourne. I would say this is more Bourne than Mission Impossible. Possible. Mm-hmm. But I think they kind of did get it right. And so they were like, you know what? She said she wants to do this action movie. Let's get her to do it. And she was like, this I will do. So that's kind of the genesis of how this movie even came. And again, this was written for Tom Cruise, and then he couldn't do it. So then they changed the gender, and that's when they brought it to her. Very cool, like, kind of backstory. Of course, they had to change the whole movie because she was saying in the behind the scenes, she's like, well, you know, at the end of the movie, when it was a man, it was supposed to be him and his wife and a child. And she's like, and as a woman, I can't have a child because I'm a secret agent and blah, blah, blah. So they had to like rewrite the whole thing. And but I think they did a good job with the lead character. Oh, yeah. I agree with you. You're right. She is a bad guy in the sense of she is a Russian spy who was there to do bad stuff. The difference is once that she got married, she did not want to go through with her Russian spy things. You know what I mean? She's like, you know what? I'm just going to be CIA. I think in the way the movie plays out, it's almost like she was hoping that they just like forgot about it. You know what I mean? They'll just never bring it up and I'll be good. You know what I mean? Because she was a sleeper agent. She's like, I hope they never show up. And you're right in the sense of when they do, I mean, she escapes. Some people die, but she really only kills bad guys. Like, she kills the Russian guys on the boat. She kills the leader guy who came to, you know, activate her, whatever. So, she didn't kill the president. She hit him with that spider venom so that he got, like, paralysis or whatever.
She didn't kill the black FBI agent.
Yeah, she didn't kill his character. So, you're right. So, technically, she is good and bad, but she ultimately, the good part is what overcomes and she ends up being the hero. I gave her 5, too. I think it's a great character. I'm literally shocked we never got a sequel. Of all the movies that we've done where we could be like, oh, this should have got a sequel, like, the way this ends is there's going to be a part 2. She's going to go after more of the secret Russian agents. She would tell Edgy4 was going to be her guy on the inside. And I was for it. I was like, yeah, heck yeah, let's do another. And now they can't. Now I don't want it because it's too many years later, 14 years.
Well, no, she's older now.
Huh? I don't want to see her now do it. She was in her prime here. She was in her 30s. She was athletic. She was, I don't want to see 50-year-old Angelina Jolie running around fighting people. Like, I can't do it. So I feel like they missed the boat on that, but that's okay. A great character. And by the way, Angelina Jolie, I think they said something like 90% she did her own stunts in this movie. The scene where she's climbing on the ledge of the apartment, she did it. Apparently she has no fear of heights. She likes them. And they were like, we'll shoot it with a green screen. We'll put you on. She's like, no, just hang me on a wire and I'll do it. And she literally was walking around that thing with just like a wire holding her. So she jumped on the truck. She did a lot of her own stunts. So respect the queen. I don't care. She's the queen to me. Angelina Jolie. All right. So 5 from you, 5 from me. Main villains. Now here we have Liev Schreiber, who ultimately is revealed to be a big villain. Yeah. And also we have the Russian guy who, I'll look up his name, but the guy who's the one who like activates her that created the whole thing with all the kids. His name is Orlov.
Orlov.
And yeah. Ted Winter is Liev Schreiber's name. Well, that's his American, but Ted Winter is his name. So what did you think?
5. And this is why. I first of all, totally forgot he was the bad guy. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing. And when it does happen, you're like, holy hell, this guy was in it on it. I mean, you could tell a little bit, but I did. I passed by because the movie's so good. It did it very well hiding it. So I thought it was really good. That
Orlov.
Yeah, that guy. Orlov. That guy, I gave him a 4 because he blew her spot up. He gave, like, let me tell you a story. And I said, oh, shit, he's about to tell you off, girl. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. I love that he, you know, went to the CIA. The way he escapes, I thought it was pretty cool. It worked very well. But Leon Shriver, bro, that ending scene with them facing off. I will say this. In your cut, what happens to the president of the United States?
Leon Shriver punches him with a gun. So they're okay. In the thing getting the nuclear codes. Yep. He's like, I'm not going to help you. Leon Shriver punches him with a gun, knocks him out. She ends up killing him. And then that's it.
Okay. Well, in my cut, he shoots the president in the head.
Yeah, he shoots everyone else in the room in the theatrical.
Well, no, he cuts it. Yeah, he shoots everybody. But in my cut, he shoots the president. He goes, oh, I'm not going to help you. And he goes, I don't need you. And he went, bang! And he shoots him. And Evelyn goes, and then Evelyn shows up and then she does the fake, she's like, oh, I
want to be there with you. You're my friend.
Yeah, and then they show the president living and then he was like, whatever. But so in the director's cut, the difference is that he killed the president of the United States.
So it's and more aggressive.
Very. And I loved it. I was like, I thought it was really good. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was very good. Leah Schreiber, very good villain / very good friend. Very believable. So I gave it a 5, dude. You know what? The villains were good here because they were all implemented in the stories where it mattered the most, right? Like Leah Schreiber helped guide her. You got to get out of here, blah, 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 because he doesn't know where she is. But he knows that she is not the guy, you know, the sleeper or whatever. All of a sudden, at the end, reveals, you get the president. And come on, you kill the president. In my gut, you're getting a 5. There's no movies that the United States president comes out living here. So I give it a 5 because he killed the president. All
right. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. I think they're very good. I think Liev Schreiber. Oh, I love Liev Schreiber. Just as an actor, I think he's fun. We loved him as Sabretooth in that horrible Wolverine movie. Like, that movie sucks, but he's great in it. Like, he's the best part. And here, again, I agree. I liked him when he was just a CIA guy and they were friends. And he's like, hey, listen, you know, he's telling Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's also good in this movie, by the way. He's like, hey, maybe she is innocent. You know, like, what? Maybe because he knows he needs her to be out free. You don't know that, though, when you're watching it. You don't. Well, if you've never seen it, you don't know that he's bad. So you're like, wow, what a good friend. Turns out, nope, he just needs to go around killing everybody and doing her missions. But they play it off well when he gets mad. I can't believe you did it. Yeah, he's yelling when she's getting arrested, you know, and then the turn. Now, in my version, he does not shoot the president. He punches him with the gun and knocks him out. But either way, and then Orlov, all right, and this is where I get a 4. Because this guy's diabolical. He has all these kids. He teaches them how to be little American kids with all the little American toys in Russia so they could go to America and be, you know, it's a little familiar. I feel like I've seen movies like that have, it's similar to like Black Widow and Red Sparrow. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know why all these Russian villains always like take the kids and teach them how to be American and then put them back in as spies. But anyway, he just dies to, like, it's so uneventful. He's like, okay, this guy's set up. And then she just goes, shoots him, blows up that boat with the grenades, which I do like that scene, which he blows everybody up. But like, I don't know. I just feel like I did like when he kills everyone in that elevator with his knife shoe. That was pretty cool. When he has the little knife and shoe. But anyway, I think they're good, very good. If Liev Schreiber, I'll be honest with you, if he would have been a villain the whole time, I probably would have given it a 5 because I think he's so good as the bad guy, but he's only the bad guy for like 5 minutes and then she kills him.
The end. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he tries to pretend like we got to get her, whatever. And she jumps with the handcuffs and hangs over the ledge when she looks like a little boy. So I wish he was longer in it. Then I might have given him a 5. But I don't disagree with your 5. So a 5 for you, a 4 for me. All right. Action scenes. What did you think?
Okay. So this is weird. My cut. So I don't know how your cut is. My cut was very intense. What I mean is it's very suspenseful thriller. Like,
yeah,
like,
mine too. It moves. Like once it gets going, it's like nonstop.
But my cut has more meaningful. Like it's weird because I don't know if they cut. So, okay. For instance. In my cut, how did she kill the boss in yours, Olaf?
She shoots him on the boat, in the boat.
Okay.
During that scene in the boat.
Okay, so in my cut, she takes a drink with him in the office, and she smashes the bottle and she jigs him.
Oh, my bad. And she stabs him. Yes, that happens right. in mine.
She's like, blah, 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 blah. And then she goes off in the thing. So I said,
and she throws the bottle on the floor and then she gets the grenades and then she throws them in the thing.
And then she starts throwing them, going off. I said, okay, that's pretty cool. The cops, driving with the cops. I think those were all the same scenes as everybody else. Mm-hmm. Those were really good. I like the car chase scene with the cops. I thought it was shot very well. Her jumping from oil rig to truck to whatever. I thought that all worked fine. Her running, it's not much action.
Yeah.
But I think the set piece at the end is what makes it really good. When her and her friend and the guy was like, I'll see you in heaven or whatever. And then he's running and shooting the president.
He blows himself up.
And then from there on, he's like, I think I seen Evelyn Salt. And then she starts to infiltrate the White House. I personally believe that is the big part right there for me. Like, that is my action scene. Especially when she saved the president. I mean, the Russian president blows the bottom of the cathedral, stabs him with the thing. I thought that was pretty cool. But I think that ending set piece was pretty good. It's hard for me to say because normally I would give it a 5. Like, James Bond, I would have given it a 5. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? Typical spy, whatever. I'm going to give it a 4 because I don't think it... I just don't like movies with 10,000 cuts that change the narratives.
Yeah.
Because my cut would be different from your cut. And I think if you see my cut, you would like the movie better than the theatrical cut. That is just me. Because it gives a lot more plot points. Matt, the deaths are totally different. We're going to talk about that storyline. But for this movie, it's a perfect 5, but I'm going to give it a 4. I think it's great. But because, again, some of the scenes were changed due to director extended theatrical. And I don't like that. It's just too much for me to comprehend, if you know understand what I mean.
Yeah, so fair enough. I give it a 4. I think it's a 4. Because at the end of the day, I agree with... There's a good amount of action.
Yeah.
But it's, to me, 5s... Again, if you're newer here, a 5 for me is like, it's got to have a ton. Just like, this is nonstop. Or it has to be like cool. Like where I'm like, oh, that was cool. Or that was like, I've never seen, you know, it looks cool visually. Nothing in this looks especially like groundbreaking. There's no action scene in here where like, oh, I've never seen that before. Or that was incredible. It's just like solid, really good, solid. I like the chase scene where she's running through the subway and then she runs up on the top and then she jumps on the truck and she jumps on the other truck and then she gets the motorcycle and she's driving the motor. Like, I like it. It's good. But like, is it groundbreaking? No. The last set piece, I agree with you, in the White House, it's cool. It's cool. It's good. The one where she first gets the black hair and she's going to do the assassination. Although I hate that part where she comes with a flying knee and she's like literally floating through the sky. She's like, this is crazy, that looked knee. Weird. And then you watch the behind the scenes. Yeah, you watch the behind the scenes and she was on wires. And it's like, yeah, of course, because no human can jump 13 feet across like that doing a flying knee. So there's little things like that where it's like, does it hurt it? Only in the sense of it's not a 5. But it's not like when you're watching it, it's like, oh, I hate that. So it's fine. It's good. Very good. Above average action. Like you said, pacing almost is action in itself, because once the ball gets rolling, this movie is very fast paced. It is not like a slow, you're never bored. You're never going to be like, oh, I'm getting bored here, because it is like, and that's why I think it reminds me of a Bourne movie, because it is like just nonstop. It goes and goes and goes. It gets to the next part, to the next part, to the next part. There's very little breaks for like where they sit and they're having like long dialogue. It never happens. It's just like, go, go, go. And to me, that helps in an action film where you're like, okay, even if there's no explosions happening, this pacing is like rapid. I think we talked about it too. Tony Scott, he was a master of that, where, okay, nothing's happening, but the way it's shot and it's going on, you're like, this is kind of like action almost. So I think Philip Noyce did a good job with that in this. And again, I respect her for doing her own stunts. You could see it's her when she's on the... you could see it's her driving the motorcycle. She drove the motorcycle. Like, she really sells everything she's doing. They said the fighting style, she learned Muay Thai and Krav Maga, and then they mixed it. Because she's like, she's a little smaller, right? So like, all right, but she got to hit really hard then. She explained it. She's like, you know, I don't do any high kicks in this movie. I kick them in the legs so I could break their leg. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, that I like that. When they think it out, right? So I like the action. I think it's very good. We both gave it a 4. All right. I'm not going to lie. I think here we might be a little different. What did you think of the storyline? Because you watched a different cut.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I don't know.
So in my cut, there's a lot of things that were different. And you say yes, no, if it happened in yours. So in my cut, the president of the United States dies. No. Neo Schreiber kills him. Did not happen in your cut. Cut, her husband drowns. Like, they have her standing there And she goes, give me the gun. And he goes, no. He goes, I know if you really who say who you are, you have to watch him drown. And they literally opened it up and the water went up and she literally saw her husband drown. Her eyes started to get watery. And then she goes, oh, I'm good. Is that what you wanted to see? And they all took shots and blah, blah, blah. And then it goes back to the normal cut. But the husband died differently. He drowned.
He gets shot in the head in the regular one.
Oh, so yeah. I think this one was way more meaningful. Like this one is more painful to see someone drown in front of you. So you had that. There was some other stretches in terms I was reading. There was more longer pieces between characters to draw them out. To me, it made it more suspenseful. I like this story more than the theatrical cut because it flushes out a lot more. And it at the end, it pays off. Meaning, you can see why she's pissed off at why she wants to kill everybody after she saw her husband get drowned. Getting shot, I don't know. To me, it does the same thing, but I think seeing someone drown is more impactful. That worked. So yeah, I give it a 5 because I thought this cut is superior over the theatrical cut. It's 4 minutes longer, so it's a 104 minutes on my end. I thought it worked out very well. I don't know why they cut out all these scenes, but at the end, she tells him that she wants to track down everybody and she needs his help. And he said, all right, he slaps her up, opens up the door and then
she jumps out.
She goes. And then she does a narration. I totally forgot what she said, but she says a narration on them hunt. Like she's like, I will do whatever. So I like the cut. I think the cut is very well. But again, the strength of this movie is storytelling. It is very well done. Great flashbacks, great backstories on a lot of these characters. I thought it worked very well. The action sequences should have been a little bit more, in my opinion, but I'm okay with what we got. I thought it worked very well. Yeah, I honestly couldn't see like what was bad in this cut. Like I didn't see nothing wrong with this cut. I enjoyed this cut a lot. More than the theatrical cut. So for me, I wish the 4K brought this cut on 4K also. But anyway, I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I did not. I'm not at a 5. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I like this movie. I think it's good. I gave the story a 3.
No.
Now, I'll tell you why. There's just a lot of stuff in it that for me, like you have to suspend your disbelief really far with a lot of things in this movie. I can do that for the most part. Like I gave it a 3, not a 2 or anything, but there's just a lot of really ludicrous stuff that happens in this movie's like, okay. Also, I don't love the stuff with the husband. So at the beginning of the movie, she's being tortured. I think that's how yours starts too, right? So she's getting tortured at the very beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
She's getting tortured. And then, you know, Liev Schreiber comes, they get her. They don't even say why she got captured, how she got captured, nothing. They just drop you right in, which is fine. And then the guy shows up and he's there waiting for her. And then they're married. They don't say that they're married at that time. And I don't even know if they got married before or after that because they don't really tell you. But it goes to the next scene. They're in the apartment and they're married. He's a nerd and he collects spiders. Then later on, there's a flashback where she's like walking in this butterfly garden and he's like, oh, you come here all the time? Oh. And she's like, yeah, I come here all the time.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's like their whole backstory. And then other than that, you get a line from Liev Schreiber who's like, you know, you were supposed to use that guy as like leverage, not, you know, fall in love with him. And so then it becomes this whole thing of like the reason she kind of defected from her Russian job was because of this guy. But I do not think they fleshed it out good at all, in my opinion. Like they, and then the way they kill him, well, your version, yeah, that's more intense. This one, like he's on the boat, the guy shoots him, she looks at it, and then she doesn't cry, she almost does, and then she looks at him, and then he's like, our sister's back, hey, our sister, and then they all take, they're like, sister, sister, and then they take shots. And I'm like, okay, what an uneventful death for that character. Like, they treat him like, I don't even know why he's in this movie, honestly. They could've, like, there's something missing there. Other than that, I think it's good. I just had a lot of questions throughout. I'm like, how did this get there and how did that get there? Either way, though, I do think it's a 3 for me. It's a 3. Maybe the director's cut would flesh out certain things a little better for me. As it is, I still think it's good, just not like great or perfect.
My bad. No, but one thing my director cut does is that with the voiceover at the end,
I don't think there's a voiceover at the end.
Yeah, well, because this one sets up the sequel.
Yeah, at the end of the regular one, she jumps in the water. She gets out. Mm-hmm. She starts running through the woods. Yes. She's literally running to music, and then it ends. That's it.
Yeah. So she jumps in the water. She starts to run, and while she's running, you hear the voiceover. She's like, "I will do whatever it takes to hunt them down and do whatever, blah, blah, blah." And then all of a sudden it goes cuts, and it's like, "This is nice." Directed by This Is Nice. So
this is Philip. This is Noise.
This is Noise.
Directed by This Is Noise.
Right. Name. So like that's what you get. And I honestly, I don't know if they did this on purpose knowingly that they know they're not doing a sequel. Angelina Jolie must have said something like, "I'm not coming back," because there is no way in fucking hell you could tell me that this movie made so much money and all of a sudden you're not greenlighting a sequel at all. And Angelina Jolie, I can say this, is that she does not do sequels to a lot of movies, especially to her own movies. Except
no, she Laura did two Croft, Tomb Raiders and two and, Maleficents. That's it.
Yeah, because those were high-paying gigs. Like Kung Fu Panda, high.
But that don't count. It's just a voice.
Yeah, that's cartoon. But yeah, so she don't do much sequels. So I think she said this was the one-and-done movie. And I think they just removed really her audio. Weird. Very weird.
It's weird. I mean, it's just like set up for a sequel perfectly, and then there's not.
Yeah. I can't. I was stunned, but honestly, the director's cut is where it's at. I think they should have released that cut. Like, even if they don't have a sequel, at least it makes sense in the story, the stuff that she says at the end of the movie. And it works, and it ties with the FBI guy and her, like, that whole thing that she says. So
she's again, 49 sucks. Now.
She can still play Evelyn Salt.
I mean, she was in the Eternals the other year when she did some action in that, and she was still cool. And Those Who Wish Me Dead, she did action in that. I mean, technically she could, but the gap is so long. Like, imagine.
Yeah, but you could do she's that. She's implanted.
Yeah, but she's like, "I'm going to kill all the Russians," and it took you 15 years to start doing it. Like, that's too much.
Maybe she had to be in the underground again and get the popularity back. I don't know.
Salty. Call it salty. That's salt and salty.
Salty.
All right. Okay. Overall, what is your overall score for this?
Okay. So again, I'm coming from the director's cut, not the theatrical cut. The director's cut, I'm going to give it overall is a 4. I think it flushes everything out. I know I gave 5s to a lot of the storylines and stuff like that. I could give it a 5. It's not like I'm not, but I got to be realistic also. Whereas the point deduction comes from the fact that the lack of sequel, because this movie is just straight setting up a sequel. Towards the ending of the movie, I'm telling you, when you watch it, you're going to go, I mean, I doubt you're going to watch it, but when you watch it, you're going to be like, "Oh shit, yeah, you're right." Like, once it hits the ending, when she kills Liam Schreiber, that is them setting up part 2, Salt 2. You know what I mean? So I was just like, man, but knowing the fact that there's no sequel at all coming or nothing, I had to deduct the points, because I'm like, it's literally just setting up a new movie that we're never, ever going to see. So I kind of understand why the theatrical cut has no voiceover. They changed a lot of narratives going, okay, Angelina Jolie is not signing off on a sequel. We're going to have to change this, because the theatrical cut, 4 minutes, but you could do a lot of damage in terms of story changing in 4 minutes, cutting scenes and reshooting death scenes of her husband, David. So again, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. Not perfect.
All right. So this is the reverse of Taken for me. Whereas Taken, I gave like the story I thought was really good, but the movie overall was eh. I actually think the story is not amazing in this, but I like the movie a lot. I gave it a 4 as well. I've always liked this movie. I liked it when I saw it at the theater. I did see it again at some point on, like, this is maybe my 3rd or 4th time watching it. Excuse me. But I like it. I think it's really good. It's very entertaining. So to me, that carries it. You know, I can overlook certain things if the movie's entertaining. And this is very entertaining. Like I said, it's fast paced. It's never boring. There's no boring parts. Angelina Jolie, even the beginning, when before it all kicks off, I agree with you. She's very charming. Like, I like watching, she's at the work and she's like trying to fold the napkin. And even her interactions with Liev Schreiber, I like her interactions with her weird husband. They're fine. You know, I like the escape part where she with the dog and she gives it to the little girl. She's like, "Hey, take care of the dog." And like, I like her in this. The only negative for me is how when she turns spy or Russian again, she has so much less dialogue. She's like super quiet the rest of the movie. She's kind of walking around. And I'm like, dang, I wish she had more interactions with people. Even if it was with the black cop or whatever, you know, like the cat and mouse. You remember how Jason Bourne, like, he's always calling people on the phone? He's like, you know, "I'm doing this." I wish there was something, because she's so good. And then she just becomes like a silent assassin type role. That's my only kind of nitpick with her performance. Other than that, I think she's great. And I think the movie's really good. I wish there was a sequel. I like when she's Puerto Rican at that one part when she goes to the hotel and her name is Martinez. And the only reason I know she's Puerto Rican is because I watched the special features and she called her the Puerto Rican. She's like, I'm Puerto Rican. She puts in brown contacts, a hat, and she's Puerto Rican now. So that, I thought that was hilarious. But yeah, I like the disguises. I like the spy stuff. I love her. I love Liev Schreiber in this. It's a very good movie. It's a very good movie. So I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Okay, what's your total points?
23 out of 25.
All right, I'm at a 20 out of a 25. I think this is a very good film. I enjoy it. I will watch it again in a couple years. You know, I don't rewatch too frequently, but I will watch this again in a couple years. I love Angelina Jolie. She's my favorite actress, like, of all time. I own almost all of her movies. There's still a few I have to get, but... And this goes right up there with her... I love Wanted as well. I think this is better than the Tomb Raider movies, to be honest. This is up there, like, this and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I think, are her two best, like, overall packages as far as action films. And they're very different. So, yeah, this is a good one. All right. That being said, and this is why, now that we just talked about it, that's why I don't understand that 59% audience. You're like, what?
Yeah, it's
what
weird.
Movie did they watch? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. Coming up next on the podcast, this is going to be an interesting week because we have Taken 2, the movie that you and I have only seen one time. And I don't even remember. I honestly don't even remember. Also, Tony Movie Chappie loves it, which means I'm scared now to watch it because he says it's amazing. So Taken 2, and then... We're going with a movie that I know you haven't seen. Uh-oh. It's called In the Blood. Now, this is a Gina Carano movie. Now, we've mentioned Gina Carano on the show, but we've never done a Gina Carano movie. I mean, she was in Deadpool as the villain, but we've not. This is a leading role for Gina Carano in an action film. Which one?
We did. We did Haywire.
Oh, yeah, we did Haywire. You're right. Okay. This is the second one. You've done 420 movies sometimes. Yeah. You forget.
No,
okay.
I know.
This is our second, but this came out before Haywire, I believe.
Was it called In the Blood?
In the Blood. This is a Gina Carano movie. I have seen it. Luis Guzman is in it, if I remember correctly. So...
Yo, she got some crazy... Yo, we got to do a month of Gina Carano.
Gina Carano.
She has a movie called... This is one of her first... Yeah, she has one of the first movies called Commander and Conquer. It's a video game. She did a voice. Anyway, she did... her first movie is called Blood and Bone. That's dope.
Blood and Bone.
Yeah,
they gave it 159 credits. That I did not even know she was in that many things.
She did Haywire, because we did Haywire, right?
Yes.
Then she did In the Blood, which we're doing. There's another movie called Heist.
She did a lot of crap, though. Look, she was an actress before she was a fighter. She's like in Face Off in 1997. No, this is the wrong person. Why? This is not Gina Carano. This is,
is it?
Gina Gershon.
No, I put Carano.
No, it brought up Gina Gershon for me. I'm like, ain't no way she's in 159 things. Okay, this is more like it. 17. This is more like it. All right, so we got Haywire, Fast and Furious, which we're going to do later.
Obviously. We
got
to do Heist. It has Robert De Niro, Jeffrey D. Morgan, Dave Bautista, and Gina Carano. And a father is a father without the means to pay for his daughter's medical treatment. And a last resort.
Extraction with Bruce Willis. She's in a lot of straight to video. I think In the Blood it might be a straight to movie, straight to video movie.
Could be. Well, I don't think she's the lead in this, because if it has Robert De Niro, I don't think she's in it.
We're gonna be doing In the Blood from 2014, rated R, starring Gina Carano, Luis Guzman, Stephen Lang, and Danny Trejo. Quite the lineup of guys in this.
Oh,
movie.
She was in Scorched Earth. Isn't that Last Lazarus? That movie from Tropic Thunder?
Oh, Kirk Lazarus?
Yeah, Kirk Lazarus. No, what's his name?
No, it's Ben Stiller's character. That
This one's called Scorched Earth.
It's real. They made it real with Gina Carano. We'll do a Gina Carano month if we're feeling like watching some crap. So, yeah. But anyway, we're going to be doing In the Blood. We'll see how this turns out. We'll see how it goes. And those are our next two movies.
Yep. A bounty hunter named Attica Cage tracks down criminals in a post-apocalyptic earth. Scorched Earth.
You want to make an action movie with someone? Just make their last name Cage. Betty All of a sudden, Cage. They're action. Attica Cage. Come on, what kind of name is that?
Oh my god. Oh,
Nicholas
shit. Anyway.
Cage.
All right. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix. More reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, hit the like button, leave comments on your favorite episodes. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast providers. You guys want to follow Geeks, anything, Geeks and Flicks, you guys can head over to TikTok and Instagram and follow Geeks, the letter N, Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Adam Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.